This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They've seemed to win the games and beat the teams and win the series to the level of the highest competition. And I just look at the Dodgers series. I look at the Orioles series. They can play with these big dog teams. They've proven that.
They took two of three from the Braves. About a month ago,
right. That too. So, like, whenever it comes to Dodgers, Braves, Orioles, teams that are up in the upper echelon in Major League Baseball, they seem to play well against them. They do.
Feels like the Steelers, doesn't it?
It does feel like the Steelers. Steelers play down to the competition all the time. Now, I know that, you know, the Dodgers series was a home series, and this is away now, so it is going to be a little bit different. But, Callis, that's the reason why that I have faith that they're going to win the series is because they play up to the competition, and I feel like that this is the momentum and the win that they needed to vault them into a series like this.
I don't know. Like, I can't conceive how, like, I mean, that's what always frustrated me, like I said about the Steelers, but, like, I don't know how teams manage to lose, maybe under preparation. Football, it's a little easier to do that because you're playing week to week, but I don't know how you play a team in three games. Like, the Rockies series comes back to me, too, like, how do they win those two games pretty securely, but they lose one of them 16-4?
Right.
Like, I don't know. I mean, I have confidence in the Braves series for all the reasons you said, but I think it also breeds the question, like, what is stopping them from beating these teams that are not as clearly talented as they are?
Consistency.
Yeah, the lineup, that's something.
Yes.
Those Sunday lineups on Wednesday and Sunday.
Yes.
Those probably hurt them.
The consistency of the lineup. Like, I mean, you know, athletes are routine base, and every sport is routine base. And whenever you're messing with the routine and the rhythm, it does throw everything off.
I'll give Shelton credit, though. That lineup in this series against the Reds was pretty consistent.
I think he felt the heat.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I think he kind of realized, was like, okay, I can't be bleeping around with this lineup, you know, on this rubber match.
I don't know what the reason is, though. Like,
I don't either.
I don't understand. Like, if it's working, you know, keep it working. Like, I get, if you're in April, I understood. You want to shift some people around, shift the people around, shift the lineup around. I mean, you're in June now, and you're in a race here, and you kind of know what you have.
Right.
Don't keep messing with it. You know.
Right.
Connor. Right. I mean, I love Connor Joe. I mean, he's had no business being a number three hitter, I think, at all at any point in time. He's, you know, five or below, I'd say, for him. Andrew McCutchen batting cleanup, I never loved.
Right.
And to keep throwing him out there at cleanup, you know, after you figured out that he's not hitting well, was not a good idea. He's a really good leadoff hitter, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's getting on base.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I never understood that as late as June now that he was, you know, doing the carousel of lineups. It doesn't make sense. I know McCutchen needs off days, too, and some guys need off days, but yeah, there was no good reason for against the Cardinals when they played, you know, a few weeks back, to not put out your best lineup when you could have won that series.
Oh, my gosh.
And then, you know, again, against the Rockies, then you put all of your best feet forward and in a series that with a team that isn't even contending. It's just, yeah.
It's bizarre.
Consistency, you're right.
Doesn't it beg the question, though, like, does Shelton know what he's doing?
It does. It definitely does.
I guess that's fair.
It's a great question.
Because he doesn't give us answers either. And
no.
Not that he needs to. And, like, you know, I'm former athlete. Like, I don't look at that like, oh, we need answers. You need to tell us the truth. Us media. Like, I don't. But, like, explanation.
I'll tell you this. I mean, when I was younger, I always thought when I'd watch these press conferences, I'm like, you know, why don't they just be honest? I feel like that's different. It's a different flavor. It's received better, I think, if you're honest. Being in the business now, I can understand where certain types of people in media who talk about this stuff will turn things the wrong way.
Yes.
If you're too vulnerable. And
yes.
I hate that about our society.
Right.
I hate that
Me
about
too.
This business.
Me
We're
too.
Legit, but, you know, some people aren't. And I get it. So, but yeah, I mean, there's like even his BS answer, you want to have some legitimacy in your BS. Like, Mike Tomlin's great at that.
Right.
You know,
I mean, like,
he won't answer the question, but he'll give you something that's like, okay, he's He's not wrong. I don't like his answer, but he's not wrong.
Right. Like, there's no coach in professional sports that doesn't think that they know more than the media. Like, every coach is like, I know more because I'm here and it's my team. So if you do know more, then give us an explanation in your way, in the baseball way, where probably people can't figure it out. Like, that's what I would do. Like, I could get here. I could come here on the radio and we could do a show and I could say things that you guys would never know. And it just, I could just put people in a position, if I really wanted to do that, of them looking stupid. So if I was a coach, I would not just give an explanation. I would give an explanation in the way that I know is the truth that nobody else would know. That's until somebody would figure it out. Then good for you for figuring it out.
Who was the football coach? Wasn't it Sean McVay? Or wasn't talking about TJ Watt?
Like, yes.
Oh, we tried to cover him. We did like a cloud nine double split.
Exactly. Exactly. Like that. Exactly. Like that.
I guess you could talk in baseball lingo.
Yes. Yes. Do that. And then the real baseball people, like the Neil Walkers, will come on and be like, hey, Neil, break that down for us and then make it make sense for us that don't know what he's talking about. And then we would have our answer, but he gives no explanation. So I guess it's fair to criticize right now or to question if he knows what he's doing.
And maybe that's a fair point, too. Maybe if you're a little more honest in your answers, nobody can say that you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly.
But if you try to hide what you're doing,
or you just,
it makes it seem more like you don't know what you're doing.
Or you just say, like, basically, like, oh, that's a good question. I don't know. Like, he said that before. Like, what do you mean you don't know? You don't know why you tried it out or took out Nick Gonzalez and rested him on a day that there was a rubber match game when you know you need to win every single game?
I think that I have respect for people who admit that they don't know. But if you say you don't know too many times, then it's not good. I mean, I haven't heard as too many of his answers. Has he said, I don't know very often?
No, not very often, but he has said, I'm not sure. You know, he'll be like, I'm not sure. That's a good question. But, like, in that position, you need to know. Like, I respect people that say, you know, I just don't know the answer, or I don't know. I actually don't know. But whenever you're getting paid.
No, that's different. When you're making decisions, you should have some rationale for why you're doing.
Yes. It's just a question. I just questioned it a little bit. It's very odd to me.